I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. Are you as cold as I am?
I'm warming up now here.
Do you notice how at the baking company there's fake frost painted on the windows and then there's actual frost on top of the fake frost?
There's real frost on the windows. Yeah. And yes, there is some frosty art on the lower parts of the windows. But it's warm in here. Drink that coffee, baby.
Okay. How are you?
I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, I am too. It was 14 degrees out in Glorieta when I left the house this morning, so.
I know somebody who is working up in Colorado right now, and it was 8 below a little while ago.
Yeah.
That's just...
It's too cold.
Too cold.
I mean, it was colder last year, but it's still too cold.
Yeah, and this year's not over yet.
No, I know. It's going to get worse before it gets better, people.
You know, I'm going to just put the cats up front.
You're just going to put the cats up front?
I am going to put the cats up front. Give a deserving kitty a second chance and adopt a cat from Felines and Friends.
There you go.
A local cat's rescue. This week's featured kitty is Shamrock. She's a beautiful young girl with short black coat, social, sweet, and playful. She can be your cuddly companion this holiday season. If you would like to adopt Shamrock, call 505-316-2281. Or you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
I think
there's also going to be cats in Petco and an adoption on Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4 at Tecatu in Sambusco and first Saturdays in Sambusco from 10 to 2.
That's a lot of cats.
That's a lot of cats.
There's I believe also that there's the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is doing a sort of special adoption special. So now until some future time during the holiday season, if you adopt a pet, you get a goodie bag and there's all kinds of things going on. If you go to their website, I'm sure you can find out more.
Yes, indeed.
Tons of stuff going on this weekend. Of course, it's Holiday Palooza. All the holiday events are starting to unfold, you know. I mean, that and we're sort of reaching the centennial of our statehood, so...
I know. I got an invitation for some gigantic statehood gala.
Is that the one that's at the convention center?
I think so,
That's right. I think Fine Arts for Children's and Teens, their kids and teens are going to be doing some art for that, for that big hullabaloo. There's a huge spread in Pasatiempo by James Keller today on page 37. Sort of outlining all of the classical music events that are happening in and around Santa Fe during the holidays. And they're all sort of portioned out, and there's descriptions, and there's dates, and there's ticket and contact information and stuff. And so if you want to figure out where to go to hear great holiday music of the classical variety, please check that out in the Pasatiempo today. On the cover of Pasatiempo today is... His Majesty, Kinky Friedman.
Kinky Friedman.
Yes, Kinky Friedman. I had a chance to talk to Kinky a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to be in town. Actually, he's flying solo this time. He doesn't have his Texas Jew Boy band with him, but he's going to be performing on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. out there at Santa Fe Soul, the old Santa Fe Brewing Company location. He's going to be rolling out his new tequila as well and signing books and all the other things that Kinky Friedman does. And there's a... He has his own tequila called Man in Black Tequila. I think it's being released next month, but he's sort of going to be sharing some of it with the audience.
Excellent.
On Saturday.
Is it like through fire hoses?
No.
Okay.
No. But it's called Man in Black Tequila. It's kind of an ode to Johnny Cash and some other folks that Zorro.
Kinky Friedman, tell us a little bit about Kinky Friedman, because he is a man of many talents.
He's a man of many talents.
He ran for governor.
He ran for governor of Texas twice. I think he lost the primary in 2010, running, I believe, as a Democrat, and now he considers himself a disgruntled independent. But you know,
don't we all?
You know, with all this great stuff that's happening with Rick Perry right now, he's got some interesting things to say about Rick Perry. And Texas politics. Kinky Friedman he wrote some interesting songs.
Oh, yeah, like his ad, you know something's wrong with our country when gay people can serve openly in the military. That's one of his ads.
Right, yeah. Was that the one where he's wearing the jacket that Heath Ledger wore in Brokeback Mountain? It's true. Look it up. Anyway, Kinky Freeman is on his Kinky Freeman Hanukkah tour, singing old classics like "They Don't Make Jews Like Jesus Anymore" and "Put Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed," I believe is what it's called. He's got a long history of musicianship, hanging out with some great country music legends throughout his life, and he's pretty much one himself, I think, at this point. We can say that, but he has some interesting things to say in this interview about the direction of country music and the direction of politics.
Excellent.
And so he's going to be performing, and also Anthony Leon of Anthony Leon and the Chain is going to be opening with the solo set. Tickets are available at the Lensic, 988-1234. Again, the concert is on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Santa Fe Soul, and there's a story in today's Boston Tempo on page 40.
Excellent.
And he never fails to both surprise and offend. So
he's not at the Lensic?
No, he's not at the Lensic.
I was going to stroll on over to the Lensic. Glad you're here.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
All right, let's see. Friday, December 9th, Sunday, December 11th, Friday, December 16th, a Christmas offering, Santa Fe Women's Ensemble in the First Presbyterian Church at 3 o'clock at 208 Grant Avenue. And they've been doing 31 consecutive seasons with music, including, let's see, tomorrow's program. The current program is Winter Cantata by Vincent Persichetti, accompanied by Charlie Drobak on flute and Angel Gabriel Goulden on marimba. So, lots of good stuff.
Sweet. There's a lot of great music in town. This is one of my favorites. It sort of happens every semester. Jason Goodyear teaches this class out at the Santa Fe Community College called Intro to Reason and Live. Reason and Live are both sort of music software.
You were going to say Reason and Logic.
No. So every semester, as their final exam, his students have to get up on stage and perform in front of the general public. And they're going to be out tonight at the Santa Fe Complex Digs on 2nd Street. And the bands are Loudmouth Bass, Panzerkunst, LEM, Space Filet, and SFK. These are all made-up names of his students. But expect a lot of hip-hop and dubstep and stuff like that. And there's no charge for this, and it's an all-ages event. And it's called Outer Space Bass, so it's kind of space-themed. You know the drink Tang?
Yeah,
the orange drink? They're going to have a Tang bar.
It's powdered orange juice drink.
They're going to have a Tang bar at this event.
When I was in college, Tang meant something else.
Yeah, it still does. But for our purposes, it's a delicious powdery orange drink that is a astronaut favorite.
The other thing it meant had to do with drinking beer very rapidly.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
And also, another show on so the night after Kinky Freeman out at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, Trampled by Turtles, which is, you don't think of Minnesota as a hotbed of new grass, but these guys are pretty cool. They're sort of punky Well, it's a mixture of bluegrass styles, but they're performing at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available through soulofsantafe.com. William Elliott Whitmore, who's kind of a picker singer-songwriter, is going to be opening. That's going to be a fun show as well. Tons of events. And speaking of Centennial, to the Centennial Project space over there on San Francisco Street, sort of above Haagen-Dazs, they have an opening tonight. Runaways, work by Susanna Carlisle and Bruce Hamilton, and there's a reception from 5 to 7.
Yes, I got that message as well.
That shows up through, December 30th. And there's a story about it today.
Excellent.
In Boston Tempo on page 54.
Wonderful. And don't forget Heidi Lowe and Porcelain Gallery,
yes.
Holiday Sparkle opening exhibition today from 5 to 7:30. And Heidi is featuring her creative nod to the Fabergé egg legacy, 22-karat gold eggs and all kinds of good things. And she's a lovely artist, and it's over there on 315 Johnson Street in Santa Fe.
Huh. What an interesting use of a building. In the former location of Borders Books and Music in Sambusco Center over there on Montezuma Avenue.
Yeah.
I know that there's a cafe tucked in there, but tonight from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. there's a reception for an exhibit of railroad photographs from 1891 to 1915 by Willis W. Vail, who passed away in 1951. So I'm not sure if these are all railroad photographs of sort of the Santa Fe, you know, railroad or what, but old photographs are always fun to look at, and at least the space is getting some good use.
Yeah, that's a big space.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many photographs are in there, but
I don't know where I'm going to buy my dog calendars this year. Well, maybe the pet stores.
Maybe the pet stores, yeah. The pet stores would have them.
Annual book sale, Clear Light Books at 851 San Mateo. They're having a big sale on books, posters, photography, and gifts Saturday 10 to 6, and the next Saturday as well. Lots of Native American stuff. Clear Light Publishers publishes a lot of Tibetan and Native American themed books. Mm-hmm. They have a great catalog.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
I believe also Radius Books, I think it starts on Monday, Radius Books, which is Radius Books is a local publisher. They're having a week-long sale of books, created right here. A lot of them are photography books. And I believe the sale starts on Monday. And Radius Books is a week-long sale, 20% off books from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday through December 16th. It's over there on East Palace Avenue, 227 East Palace Avenue. They have a website, but you can also call 983-4068 for more information on the sale. Great books over there. I can always tell. I can walk into my editor's office, and I can tell if there's a Radius book on her desk just by the way it's shaped.
They're beautiful, beautiful books.
Very beautiful books.
And I went up to their space once, and it's a beautiful, beautiful space.
I know.
It's
sort of like
in that space, you would have to create lovely books.
I know. Well, you look around and you go, because the top of the wall on one side is sort of at an angle. It looks very sort of modern inside.
It's very modern inside. It's like you've walked into a different city.
Yeah.
You're no longer in Southwest Charm.
It's a cool and cozy place.
Yep.
And I believe on the 16th, photographer Gay Block is going to be there signing books, and she's also going to be taking Polaroids.
Oh. Gay Block has a wonderful new book.
Yeah. I interviewed her last week, and there'll be a story on the 16th.
Excellent.
About Gay Block. But back to this week.
Yes.
This is the final weekend of Unit 113, which is the play developed by Santa Fe Performing Arts and Chimera, which is the sort of educational outreach partnership between CCA and the Meow Wolf Art Collective. And there's a performance tonight at 7 p.m. at Armory for the Arts. And there are other performances. You can call 984-1370 to find out more. But this is an interesting play.
Did you go?
I haven't been.
Gotta go.
I'm supposed to go tonight, but
I don't think I've
see.
Missed any Meow Wolf thing yet.
Yeah. No, I haven't either. That's why I think I really need to go to
this.
I'm working tomorrow, so maybe I'll go tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'll be in town. Moonlight and Magnolias continues.
Yep.
Right? I believe December 18th is the last performance. Santa Fe Playhouse. It's Ron Hutchinson's comedy about the making of the movie Gone with the Wind, which I think is totally cool.
It is totally cool.
And then I heard this yesterday. I think, was it yesterday that you interviewed Scott Shooker, the guy who did this?
How Right You Are.
How Right You Are. A satirical and critical look at the Tea Party.
Yep.
This sounds like
Scott's
a lot of fun.
Scott's a hoot. He's great.
This sounds like a lot of fun. There's a performance tonight at 7:30 p.m., and there's a second performance on Saturday, December 10th.
At
Eggman and Walrus. Yeah.
Hey, the Collected Works Bookstore today at 6 o'clock, a poetry reading from the New Mexico School of the Arts students, and then opera briefing and breakfast series. Faust with Don Finnebar or Finebar, not sure how you say that. That's tomorrow morning at 9:30. I guess it's before the opera, the high definition opera over at the Lenzic. And that's at Collected Works. And then there's a benefit on Saturday for Assistance Dogs of the West featuring Allie McGraw and Judith Newton. And Judith Newton has a series of children's books about this wonderful dog.
Yeah.
And the current book is called Nito and Chloe Love Carrots, the continuing tale of an assistance dog of the West. It's the fourth in that series. And that's tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. And then a poetry reading on Monday with Cynthia West and Meredith Treat. They're reading their latest pieces Monday at 6 in the evening. And then Thursday of next week, Thursday, December 15th, at 6 o'clock, Nancy Hunter Warren will be talking about her book, Pueblo Dancing, and we're going to have her on, I think, a day or two before, or maybe the day of. I can't remember what day we're scheduled, but we're going to have Nancy on the air, and she's an amazing photographer.
Yes.
Who has lost her sight, but she still remembers, like, every picture you talk about. She's sort of...
That's amazing. There's a story, I believe, by Casey Sanchez in today's Pasatiempo about the Pueblo Dancing book.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful book. God, there's a lot of beautiful books out there.
And we get to see a lot of them.
We do.
And talk about them.
We do. What is it? Las Posadas is on Sunday. It's the procession that they do every year that recreates Mary and Joseph's journey through Bethlehem.
Yeah.
It's from 5:30 to 7. It begins on the plaza and ends at the Palace of the Governors. And don't use the Blue Gate entrance. This is Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Use the West Palace Avenue entrance. There's no charge for this. Go to palaceofthegovernors.org. You can find out a little bit more about Las Posadas.
Excellent. And let's not forget, the Metamorphosis Documentation Program is having a holiday fundraising sale to support their Day of the Dead projects. And they are selling at the Santa Fe Institute to the 10th and the 11th. What's that? Saturday and Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
From 10 to 5, collectible vintage textiles from Bolivia at La Paz prices, and which is amazing. I went there once, and he's not kidding. And all sorts of crafts and textiles from Michoacan and Oaxaca, also at excellent prices. And a portion of the proceeds will also benefit the Santa Fe Art Institute. For more information, go to, call 984-3295. And their work is terrific. The Metamorphosis, they're documenting the whole cultural production of a village in Oaxaca, and they bring the folks from Oaxaca up here to do their dances and stuff, and they're videotaping and making movies about it. They're fantastic. So Santa Fe Art Institute.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, this is one. This one didn't make it into Posse Tiempo, but I wanted to let people know there's a Toys for Tots fundraiser tonight, and that is at the Tin Star Saloon. Bill Palmer's band, TV Killers, and this great band from Espanola called Imperial Rooster are going to be performing. All proceeds from, I believe, maybe cover, maybe drinks, I'm not sure, but all proceeds are going to benefit Toys for Tots, which is, of course, is going to help bring tons of toys and joy to kids in Santa Fe who would otherwise not have access to toys.
Excellent.
So, doing some good out there. And I also heard the other day you talking to Jonathan Richards.
Yeah.
About John Brown's Body.
John Brown's Body.
Which is an
epic
poem.
It's one of the few, if not the only, major long American epic poem, and it's about the Civil War. It's by somebody named Stephen Vincent Benet, who apparently was a towering literary figure in his time and has been perhaps a little bit forgotten, but shouldn't be.
But shouldn't be, yes.
And what's the when and where?
Let me see. The when and where is, if I can find it, I just lost it. I just flipped away from it. So I will find it. Here it is. Okay, John Brown's Body. This is with Jonathan Richards, Bob Martin, Ally McGraw, and Molly Sturgis.
What a cast.
I know. 7 p.m. Sunday. That's this Sunday, December 11th, at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. Tickets available, of course, at the Lenzic, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org. Now, I understand that they're not doing the whole thing. It's sort of a condensed version, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be. Otherwise, they'd be there.
The whole thing would take 4 hours.
Yeah, I know.
And there are a lot of patient people in this world, but sitting for 4 hours listening to an epic poem may be a bit much. No, but the thing is, it's a poem. It's not. It wasn't written as a theater piece, so it had to be adapted for the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Santa Fe Art Institute is also having an open studios this coming Thursday, the 15th of December at 5:30. It's free, and there are several artists, one from the Bronx, one from Copenhagen, Denmark, and one from Detroit, Michigan. So that's a pretty wide sampling of current art.
Yeah.
And they're all residents at the Santa Fe Art Institute, and it's always great when you go over there to those open studios because you get to see just a window into what they're doing all over the world.
You read my mind. I was just going to read that listing out. So.
Oh, well,
but those are fun. Michelle LaFlamchild, she emails us every week and says, please mention it on the radio, and we always do because they're a lot of fun.
They're good.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, and Santa Fe Art Institute, I mean, what else can you say about it? It's a great place.
It's a wonderful, deeply wonderful place. One more that I've got right here. To honor the work of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, Southwest Seminars presents a lecture by Stephen R. Fox, environmental historian, writer, and author, on Monday, December 12th. It's titled John Muir and the Religion of Nature. It's at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe. There is a little admission fee, and refreshments will be served. New Mexico Environmental Law Center is awesome.
Yes. We're not going to forget about movies this week, are we?
Movies?
Movies. Films, we call them. Movies. In the biz.
Movies is what cat lovers call them.
Okay. Werner Herzog's new film, Into the Abyss, is opening at the CCA Cinematheque.
It has to be good.
It is good.
Is
I
would
I won't say it's his best. I reviewed it in today's Pasatiempo. It's a very moving and emotionally charged story about the execution of this guy, this 28-year-old fellow who, at the age of 19, was convicted of murdering three people, along with somebody else. One guy got a life sentence. This kid was murdered. Werner Herzog interviewed him in prison 8 days before his execution. And then interviewed friends and family members and of the victims and whatnot. It's a compelling film, but it's a little bit protracted. But it's Werner Herzog. So
a protracted Werner Herzog movie?
Yes.
Why?
But this one more than most. And then also, and this is pretty cool, I tried to watch some of this last night, Blackhorn, which is a Bolivian Western. So we've got Sam Shepard, right, and Eduardo Noriega. And it's basically, if you think about Butch Cassidy living on in Bolivia, and Robert Knott reviewed it. You have to see it to believe it. But if you're into Butch Cassidy, you're going to love this film. And it's Sam Shepard. Come on.
Yeah, the great Bolivian actor.
Yeah.
Saturday at 11 o'clock right here on KSFR, Camp Lovewave presents part one of Taryn's conversation with Governor Jesse Ventura about his books, his TV show Conspiracy Theories on True TV, Occupy Wall Street, and an intimate discussion about the need for heroes in today's world.
Amen. Amen. Hey, can I mention that the Santa Fe New Mexican is doing a food drive for the Food Depot this year?
You just did.
If you drop off some non-perishable canned food items or boxed dry food items, proteins are a big one. But you can drop them off at the Santa Fe New Mexican during business hours, like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we'll collect all the food and bring it over to the Food Depot, which is Northern New Mexico's food bank. They do good works. We're trying to get as much food as possible this year.
Excellent.
And we have an entire room empty that we want to fill with food.
Excellent.
So if you're walking by and you just happen to have a can of corn in your pocket, just pop in.
Well, there's probably, my guess is that most of our listeners will have something in their closet, in their cabinet, kitchen
yes.
cabinet, that they decide they're not going to use. But the other thing you can do is you can just buy an extra can of something.
Yeah.
Next time you're shopping and just bring that extra can
Wait
over
for
there.
The sales, you know, when peanut butter is on sale and you know, or anything is on sale and you can get five for a dollar or four for a dollar, just fill up a bag and bring it over.
Tomorrow at from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Taos Public Library, Keith McHenry will be talking about his new book, Hungry for Peace. And we had a very quick little mini conversation with him yesterday about this book, but he's going to be here next week on Tuesday talking about the book at length. And he's a wonderful activist. He started Food Not Bombs 30
yes.
years ago and has really got his finger on the pulse. My goodness, it's time to go.
And we got to movies this time.
We got to movies this time. And ladies and gentlemen, I get way more email than I can possibly do all the announcements of. I'm very sorry if we didn't get to your announcement. I do my best and try again next time. Meanwhile, thanks to all of our wonderful KSFR listeners for all your support. We're going to be doing a one-day fun drive on Thursday of next week.
Ah.
So be ready to make that year-end gift if you are so inclined. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. And Jazz a la Carta is up after the news. Rob DeWalt. You gonna have a nice weekend?
I'm gonna have a great weekend.
You're gonna go see Unit 113.
I'm probably gonna go see it tomorrow night. That and Kinky.
And oh yeah, that's right, both things. And hey, I didn't mention it. Santa Fe Soul on Saturday at 7:30, similar to fire, chanting, and poetry to the feminine.
Huh.
That's what it says here.
Anyway.
Interesting. Yep. Hasta la vista, Rob DeWalt. Hasta la vista, everybody. See you Monday.
Yeah, see you Monday. Stay warm.
Yeah.
Pets inside, please.
Yeah, pets inside, ladies and gentlemen. They are just not built to stay out in 0-degree weather. Hasta la vista. Ciao.